Hello there. Welcome to the World Cafe podcast. This podcast has been designed with created content that centers on the power of words. Can we really do anything without speaking? Can we really do anything without the agency of words? Yes, that is what this podcast is all about. And I am your host, Amakri Isobe, your neighborhood word trader. I believe in the power of words, for it is the unit of creation. I trade in words to profit my world.
Absolutely amazing. Oh, yes. You know what? Okay, you know what? I'm excited. Yes, I am. But before I let you know, as in my excitement, I need to say that. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good everything, wherever you are listening to me at this particular instant on the surface of the earth. I want to say, how are you? I know I must say this before I do anything, sincerely, because it gives me this satisfaction to always sit here, you know, and share wonderful moments with you. It means a lot. Honestly, it does to me as a person. So whenever I come in, before I do anything, I need to ask you, I'm fine, I'm good, I'm okay. Yes, a lot of sun where I am, the heat that's in Abuja, the Federal Capital Territory of Nigeria. It's been hot, though we've been having slight showers here and there. But it's been, I want to sincerely appreciate you. It's been a season of celebration within the World Cafe podcast, our 3 years and everything. And we've had our fair share of challenges. So, but I know you're there, and it gives me the joy, this wonderful joy. All right, what are we going to be doing today? Recently, I came upon a phrase or a term, and I just felt like I did some research, you know, as usual, come up with one or two meanings. And I said to myself, I need to share it with my audience. And yes, we will be talking about reframing the problem. Yes, reframing the problem. Challenges are always there. Challenges. You know, as long as you walk the earth, for any moment, any time, you would always have those moments, the challenges. But how do you go about them? How do you handle them? How do you, should I say, navigate, go through? So, reframing the problem. So I'm going to look at the definition together with you, and I'm going to share a story with you. Then we'll pick up the conversation from there. Yep. Simply put, reframing the problem, or reframing, is a way, you know, to solve problems by looking at the problem with a new look or from a different point of view. Reframing is used in businesses to spark innovation and creativity. If you solve every problem the same way, chances are there will be no new ideas and innovation. So I came upon this video, you know, about skyscrapers in New York City. You know, it's like, okay, you're solving one problem by creating more space for living, offices and what have you. But now these buildings now come with elevators, and it's like the elevators are now creating the issue of time waste. And like, you get into the elevator, you're anticipating that I should get here by so and so and all of that, but it's like it's wasting your time. So they came, like the urban town planners and all of that, how do we solve this problem? How do we? So in cause of their brainstorming, a young graduate, or should I say someone who just left school, I think the story has it as a psychologist as well. He did psychology or something in school. And so he came up with this idea, you know. Initially when elevators were designed, they didn't have mirrors. So he said, why don't we introduce mirrors into our elevator, or our elevators, I beg your pardon. And because the idea of somebody looking at himself or herself and admiring could take your mind off the issue of you're wasting time and all that. You admire yourself, you smile, and all of that. And when they introduced that, somehow the complaint, you know, fizzled out, because people now looked at themselves. You're admiring yourself, you're looking at yourself. You could even be talking to yourself in the elevator. There's an image and all that, a reflection. So more or less, he brought a new side to it, and it took away the problem. So it became like, you know, okay, a thing, reframing, looking at things differently. So sometimes you come to ask yourself, even in organizations, you know, like where you have an organization that wants to change, wants to create change, or wants to expand their market share. They want to, like, you know, go in there and do something different and all of that. You come to, like, okay, what do we do? So sometimes when you really look at that issue of why do we employ young graduates? Why do we employ young minds? Why do we employ young people to come in to our organizations and, you know, do those things that we want? More often than not, it's a question of reframing the problem, because these young ones come with some perspective, some ideas. They come with this perspective that we really don't see, and they introduce this energy. So you reframe the problem. Another story I have to share, you know, in buttressing this, is the story of Coca-Cola. You know, I think sometime in the 80s, I can't get the facts right now, but I know it was sometime in the 80s when the CEO of Coca-Cola was trying to push Coca-Cola into the space. It's not as if the Coca-Cola wasn't known, but he wanted to drive Coca-Cola. So they sat down to discuss. And the question now is, what do we do? How do we get Coca-Cola out there and all of that? And so people were like, okay, we have a competition out there. We need to, you know, see how we can, yes, come up with whatever to fight competitions and all that. But his own perspective of reframing the problem was communication. He said, how do we communicate Coca-Cola to our customers, to the public? And he came about situational communication, that you're not competing against another brand. You're not competing against that person, you know, that organization and all that. You're only competing against the situation. People are thirsty. People need to quench their thirst. People need to, you understand? So how do you address that situation? So his own perspective was reframing about communication. How do I communicate this product that you needed, that you wanted, that you should have it? So reframing the problem. So sometimes, if not all the time, solving problems, it's all about reframing. Yes, reframing the problem. Look at it differently. Perspective, you may call it from that. Look at it from that point of view. Perspective. How do you view things? How do you embrace them? How do you? Is it that you sit down and wallow, cry, complain, wail? Or you sit down and ask yourself, what is it that I'm not seeing that I ought to see? Yep. What do I need to see? For me, every organization or individual or people, place that live, should I say, above, they are always a reference. They reframe problems. They are not afraid of challenges. They are not afraid of running. They are not running away from the problem. They sit down. He's here with us. He's looking at us. It could be an opportunity for us to change the way we're doing things. We've been doing things like this, you know, for 100 years. We've been doing it particularly this way. But do you think, or maybe it's time for us to like look at that differently? For us to like, we've been doing it from the right. Can we move to the left? Or is there a particular reason why we're doing it from the right? You reframe. So that points to innovation, innovative thinking. You know, you become creative. You become, what I say, daring. And again, don't forget, don't blame yourself. Like, you're trying to solve this problem. We took another perspective. We took another approach. It didn't work. You don't have to kill yourself. It could be that we didn't see it very well. Can we look at it again? You know, can we look at that differently? Can we, you know, so all of this comes into play in our decision making, in our, should I say, problem solving skills. So, in other words, everybody is important in solving a problem. Yes, that's why you're here. That's why you are, employed. Yep. But a lot of organizations who are traditional in their ways, set in their ways, have this challenge of embracing, reframing problems. Yes, some cultures have that problem also. Yep. Hierarchical structures. You know, cultures that are very hierarchical in their approach of doing things, top-down approach. You know, you don't listen. You're not secular in your approach. You're not dynamic. It must be from the top down. Whatever the top says, that's what we are going to go with. You know, so you now have this, fixed mindset. You just fixed. You know, and you don't want to, but you need to look at that differently. You need to look at that with a fresh pair of eyes. You need to look at it from that, should I say, I must use that word, the tabula rasa mindset. You know, so you're not just like, no, this was how it was given to us and we must do it that way. So yes, look at that. Every organization that, should I say, is leading in their industry, in their area, they refrain. They do that. They refrain. Something might not be broken. You might have that edge, but it could be that your edge could be cotton edge if you refrain. Yes. Yes, it could be. So one thing might just change everything. Maybe your competition comes in. All they do is reframe the problem. Reframe the problem. So don't always have that fixed mindset from the perspective, you know, of this is how it is. So another, should I say, example we may look at in this reframing is how Amazon came about. I know I've talked about Amazon on this show, how they came about in the space of books. There were other libraries, other bookstores, and all that, but they reframed the problem. They reframed it. They saw the opportunity and they reframed. Simply put, they innovated. They changed. This is what is, okay, fine. What if we apply it? And again, doing this on the back of the tech, available technology. You understand? The available technology. Even if the technology is not available, you can create it because you're seeing. Yes, you are. You're seeing. You're seeing that this will walk, not can walk. It will walk. And that is what I came to do today, you know, to share with you. We live in a season where we have a lot of challenges. Yes, there's so much happening in the world today, you know, in our world. So many things happening. And some of us are just feeling like we're being boxed in, we're being closed in, we're being, you know, hard pressed and all that. But I think it's time for us to reframe it, to innovate, to get creative. You get me? Someone will say to think outside the box. Well, I would say create your box and think from that perspective. You know, so how do I solve this problem? How do I? And not to run away from it. Because for every problem you solve, the likelihood of creating another is very high. Yes. Very high. So you have that at the back of your mind. This problem that we have solved, or the answers we have preferred and all of that, few years or few days or few months down the line, the likelihood for us to encounter another problem on the back of this that we have solved is high. So you get your mind ready so you don't have a fixed mindset. You renew your mind. You approach it from the renewed consciousness. Because when your mind is renewed, there is a transformation that happens, and that transformation becomes apparent in everything you do. Samadeemi will put it this way, that whatever gets into your mind shows up in your life. Yes, whatever gets into your mind shows up in your life. So when your mind is transformed, your mind is renewed, what happens? You see a renewed life, a transformed life. Your thinking, your perspective, your approach changes. All right, guys, you have the answer today. Do you have the answer for tomorrow? Do you anticipate it? Well, if you operate from that perspective of reframing, renewing, rethinking, the likelihood for you to always be renewing is very high. Yes. So that's what we came to do on the show today. So whatever it is, there is an answer. There is a solution. But you must approach it from the perspective of a renewed mindset. Reframe it. Don't be afraid. Reframe it. Reframe that conversation. Reframe that situation. If you don't have the capacity to do that, is it possible you look for individuals, people who have this? You allow them come into your space and they inject a level of thoughts. You know, they bring in some ideas, some concepts, and you, in their light, you come to see your light, or your light becomes brighter, and you're like, wow, I never saw it like this before, and boom, you're out of it. That is what I came to do today. You know how we say it on the show. This is the space where we come to lean on one another's experience to forge a positive path. So go out there, face it, don't be afraid. Reframe it. Yes, if you have to take the old frame to bring a new frame, why not? If not, even the picture that is sitting on your table or on your wall there, imagine when you take the old frame and bring it into a new frame. Somebody may come into your house and say, did you just take that picture? And actually, it's an old portrait. You just reframed it. Till I come your way again. Bye for now.
awesome time it has been with you on the World Cafe podcast today. Thank you for being there. You can catch me up on my social media handles, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram, all at Amakri Isoboye. Also, you can get copies of my books, A Cocktail of Words, The Color of Words, my HR Notebook, and Hocus Focus on God on Amazon and Rovin Heights online bookstores. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel at the same address, at Amakri Isoboye. I love to hear from you and how this podcast has impacted you. You can leave me a message at my email address, amakrigaribaldi@gmail.com. That is AmacriGaribaldi. Yes, till I come your way again. Bye for now.